Now, a report in today's Daily Telegraph suggests that young children don't have basic manners anymore. Apparently, a study of 1,000 Australian parents suggests that basic phrases like may I, please, and thank you are rarely used by children and radio announcers, unfortunately. So to discuss why manners are so lacking in children and what we can do about it, it's my great pleasure to welcome to Backlash Australia's foremost expert on manners, etiquette and deportment, Miss June Daly Watkins. Miss Daly, thanks for joining us.
Stephen, thank you so much for calling me. It's been a big day for me, as you probably know.
So I've heard, the 60th anniversary of the opening of your school today.
Yes, and perhaps the first Australian woman to have her own corporate business, and we had it at Parliament House.
And the Reverend Fred Nile hosted you, I understand?
Yes, he did, and Elaine Nile, his wife, was there, and it was just special. 109 people came, and there were former students who were very successful in business and models and everyone, and former teachers, and it was put on by the students from my business college. Most people think, oh, modeling and etiquette, they don't understand. They don't know many people. I have a business college.
No, that's right.
And students come for 1 year.
Can I say on behalf of the entire team here at Next FM, congratulations on doing so well and for lasting 60 years. And it's amazing, given that a young lady of only 25 years has been able to do that.
Yes, that's right. People say, well, Miss Daly, how old are you? And I say, I'm 25 forever. I think, Stephen, if you think young, you feel it.
Absolutely. That is 100% right. I've got to say,
if you think old, I think you'll feel old too.
Well, I can say I'm thinking young at the moment, Miss Daly, but at 6 o'clock this morning, I wasn't.
You have a hard start to your day?
Oh, it was a little bit, but, you know, talking to you makes it all worthwhile.
Well, you know, I think when we have trials and tribulations and things, it makes us stronger to overcome them.
It absolutely does.
They're put in our path to help us to work them out.
Get over it. Today's Telegraph tells us that we've got a bit of a challenge with our young people, and they've got no manners. What's wrong with children today?
Oh, I think that parents are busy, and maybe they don't have time to instruct them and tell them and guide them. And then even when parents tell their children to be well-mannered, they'll go out and see their friends doing the wrong thing, and they feel they want to be accepted. So they'll go along with their friends and join them, and they don't want to look as though they're being different. But I always say to our students, you know, if you have good manners and you have to reflect that you're a caring person and you want to be the best you can be in every way, and maybe other young people will follow you and use you as a good example.
Absolutely. Leading by example is always the answer to most problems. Have you got any tips for parents on how they can encourage better manners in their children?
Well, I used to always give my children a really hard time. I have two of my grandchildren right now with me. I'm taking them out to dinner.
Very
they
nice.
They came with two grandsons, but I always insisted that my two sons and two daughters had good manners, and I think that they objected and didn't like it, but now I hear them telling their sons and daughters to do exactly the same thing, and I think that we have to repeat it over and over again. We have to say, look, that's not the way to conduct yourself, and this is the way you hold your knife and fork, this is the way you hold your bedroom, and say thank you and say please, and let the ladies go first, and the sons stand aside, and let the ladies or an elderly person go ahead. I think you have to repeat it over and over and over again.
I couldn't agree more, and I think we've lost a little bit of that. It's all well and good to talk about equality and things, but the reality is it doesn't hurt to pull a chair out for a lady or tip
beautiful.
Your hat.
And I didn't ever agree with Germaine Greer when she said a woman should be more like a man, and why does she need a man to pull a chair out for her, and why does she need a man to open the car door for her? She can do it. But I just love that attention that a gentleman will give to a lady, and a lady will say, thank you. It's beautiful. It makes human beings special. And that's what we are special. We don't want to go back to the caveman era of just being rough and uncouth and unattractive. It doesn't cost anything to be thoughtful and kind and well-mannered.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't cost anything to smile, and it's one of the greatest gifts we could ever have.
And what do they say? It takes a lot less muscles in your face to smile than it does to frown.
It does indeed. But when we smile, it lights up our face and makes us look happy. It might even cover problems and concerns that we have. We cover them. We don't let other people see them. And there are little reactions that go from our muscles into our brain when we smile. And it says, happy. It makes us feel good. It changes the tone of our voice. You know, if I was speaking to you now without a smile on my face, you'd think, oh, what's wrong with Miss Daly? She sounds very cranky. But when I smile, it makes all the difference.
Absolutely.
It's the tone of the voice, and it makes me feel better.
It's the first thing they teach us as radio announcers too, you know.
But to smile?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes,
if you smile behind the microphone, people know.
Yes, and when you smile, it gives you personality. It is so simple to have personality. All you have to do is smile.
Absolutely. And I think that's what's missing today is we're losing our characters, aren't we?
We are. But you see, Stephen, they spend a lot of time text messaging on Twitter, Facebook, on their own with their computer, whereas it is very important for young people of all ages to communicate person to person, eye to eye, not just in there and send text messages and et cetera, because that loses your connection with other people. And you must have that connection going. Otherwise, you will become a very introverted person.
You know, for such a young lady, Miss Daly, you make so much sense. I need some advice from you, actually.
Yes,
one of my biggest bugbears when I meet other men is that they don't shake hands properly. I think a man has to have a firm handshake.
Should have a firm handshake.
When greeting a lady, what's the correct protocol?
Well, when you greet a lady, I think you should say, how do you do? I'm pleased to meet you. But I hate this. How are you? How are you? It's terrible. What a terrible habit people are in. You can say, I'm pleased to meet you would be the nicest thing. And a gentleman waits for a lady to put her hand forward first.
That's what my mother always told me.
Yes, the lady puts her hand forward to shake hands. And then the gentleman doesn't hold her hand too firmly. It's firm, but not as firmly as he would shake the hands of another man. But you see, shaking hands, that is a wonderful connection. If we shake hands and we look at somebody eye to eye and we smile, it's so special. It's a lovely, warm connection.
Absolutely. Miss Daly, it has been absolutely delightful speaking to you tonight. This has been the most fun I've had all week.
And Stephen.
Thank you so much for joining us on Backlash.
Call me again.
I will. Thank you, Miss Daly.
Thanks,
bye.
Stephen. God bless. Bye.
And that was Miss June Daly Watkins, the founder of the June Daly Watkins Finishing School, which was founded 60 years ago this year. And that's amazing for a lady who's only 25 years of age to have been in the business for 60 years.